Lauren Green in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you are here because, well, it is, of course, time for another episode of Christmas Mingle.
Hey, girl. What's up? Hey, how you doing?
And all the while, you're just really wondering, are we going to get hopped up enough to make some bad decisions? And you know
what I mean. It's the least of what we wonder around the holidays, especially as people who don't have a love in the world. So we would like to know, where do you go to meet some fresh, new, nice, good people in Central Oregon? Around the holidays, it's a good time because, well, everybody has something in common just by default. We're all shopping. We're wearing ugly sweaters. Right? We're drinking the nog. We're feeling the spirit. Where do we go?
Well, so here's my first suggestion, okay? This is actually inspired by a Hallmark movie that I watched over the weekend.
This is going a bad place already.
Maybe not seek out new faces. Seek out old faces that you can see in a new perspective.
Oh.
Maybe look around your workplace. Maybe a friend of a friend. Maybe it's already a friend that you already have. And maybe they don't have somewhere to go for the holidays. Maybe they, you know, have dinner plans or something on Christmas. Maybe they've got somewhere to open gifts, but maybe they'd be up for having a drink. Now is the time to leap upon those opportunities. You know, maybe just reach out to somebody, even if you're not, you know, I don't want to say attracted. That sounds really adult.
Don't force the attraction, you know, but see if it's
just
there.
Get out of your comfort zone a little bit. Just throw it out there. Be like, hey, you know, I got nothing going on after I open up presents with Nana on Christmas. You want to go snowshoeing or get some hot chocolate or whatever. People are pretty open-minded when there's not a lot going on for them around the holidays.
Okay, that's
and
a good one.
There's a lot of people that are transplanted here, so they don't have families really
close
by.
Thank you for the reminder that I'll be all alone. And what's the next suggestion?
The next suggestion is, you may not actually find anyone single there, but you could go to Whole Foods and you will be greeted with overly friendly faces that will be more than happy to act like your friend as you pick out beard balm or something
That's
like that.
That's true. All of them grass-fed and free-range people and willing to chat it up with you.
I'm telling you, linger in the produce aisle. I promise you somebody's going to come up and talk to you.
That's true. Ask someone where the chestnuts are, and before you know it, you're on to something. All right, there you go. Another edition of Christmas Mingle.
Hey, girl. What's up? Hey, how you doing?